We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFO. It's Wednesday. It is January 25th. It is 2023. We have a 10-game NBA slate to talk about here on today's podcast, and I'm joined by my good buddy, Will Priester, Chief Justice 06. Chief, what's happening, my friend?
Nothing much, man. Always, and I do mean always, a pleasure to come on and hang out with you. We talk pre-show. I see you've got the NASCAR skin up and ready to go. And so, you know, every year around this time, let's call it a tradition, Stevie. I try to take, you know, my few seconds here and tell people to go out and get the NASCAR package if you have not already, especially if you want to, let's call it win some money for free, earn some money for free. I think the NASCAR package pays for itself, especially with all of the things that you contribute to the package. The GPP rankings, the projections, the charts, the cards for Prize Picks and Underdog, some of the bets for the sports book. Like, yeah, I mean, I think you give people a full plate's worth of information that they can utilize to make money during NASCAR season. So I want to encourage everybody to go out and get it without you having to do it. Obviously, you can toot your own horn, but I want to take my time and do that for you. So go get the NASCAR package if you have it. And hopefully I didn't break any company rules. I don't think I did.
Appreciate you, my friend. Yeah, I'm excited. Back in track this weekend. I mean, 24 hours at Daytona this weekend. So excited for that on Saturday. But yeah, man, I'm excited, and I know you'll be excited about the newest edition of not even just doing cards, but putting on the bets page like all of the fantasy props that I like on all of the sites. So They'll be in one spot. There won't even be cards. It'll just be one spot with all the props that I like on multiple fantasy prop sites. So doing that different this year. So don't have to wait for my 2 o'clock in the morning ping on Discord anymore. But anyway, we got some hoops to talk about. 10 gamer today. I mean, this week has been good so far. 7-7-10. So
I can take 10. 12 and 13 is where I get burnout. Like, keep it here.
I like 6-8. You know, we talked about this on the podcast yesterday. I like 6-8. That's like it's my happy zone. But I'm never going to complain when I pull up a slate and it's like 8-10 either. You know, like you said, 12, 13, 14, like 10 teams on back-to-backs. That's when I start having issues with how the NBA does their scheduling. So,
tell me about it.
But yeah, I mean, we jump right in. Let's get going here. We got Indiana going into Orlando, 233 total. The Magic, a 4.5-point favorite. Probably the most tilted I was on Tuesday night is the Chicago Bulls just absolutely falling apart in the last 6 minutes against the Pacers, and the Pacers coming back and winning the game. Okiki is out. The Pacers on the second end of a back-to-back in this one. We do not expect Halliburton to be back. He's getting closer and closer, but it doesn't sound like he's going to be back anytime soon. We'll see, like, on, like, Numhard, if he plays on the second end of a back-to-back or not. Let's talk Pacers. Again, I can't believe the Bulls choked that game away, but it happened. Pacers coming off of a win. I'm going to say the same thing I said yesterday. They are dead last in just in net rating over the last, you know, week and a half here. What are your thoughts on the Pacers?
I think it's going to be tough sledding against Orlando on a back-to-back. Now, I know what they were able to get done with the Bulls, and here's my viewpoint on this, Stevie. Every team's an NBA team, and every team's going to beat somebody, right? Like, you're not going to see too many seasons where teams just don't win a handful of games, and I feel like that was Indiana's time tonight to squeeze one out against the Bulls late. Bulls probably got caught slipping a little bit. But they're going to Orlando. I think Orlando takes care of business. They are a young team, but they're pretty much fully healthy, Stevie. Like, you know, even Isaac is back now, who was, you know, one of their main younger guys. And I don't even know how they're going to get all these guys minutes. Like, they're going to have to trade some guys. No way they can play all these people. So, but with all these guys back, Stevie, they should be able to handle the Indiana Pacers, who have had to fight to win this game on the day before.
Yeah, I mean, TJ McConnell at 6K, he's just been fantastic with Halliburton out. Halliburton not expected back for this one, so definitely don't mind going back to TJ McConnell. Saw Mathurin have a huge fourth quarter in the Pacers game. I don't know if it was a huge fourth quarter, but a huge end of the game. On Tuesday night, he's 5,400. You kind of expect these guys to play big minutes, especially if Numhard is out. TJ McConnell just continues to be one of the better value plays. I don't hate Buddy Hield. Orlando's terrible at defending the perimeter. On the Magic side, I mean, you kind of talked about it without talking about it. They're healthy. Everyone's back. Like, Okiki's out. That's it. But, like, we're going to see, like, random big spots. Cole Anthony had a fantastic, fantastic, like, run the other night and still only ended up with like 35 fantasy points just because, like, there's not room for Cole Anthony, who is going bonkers, to play 35 minutes right now because it's just such a loaded. And again, like I said it yesterday, I'm very excited about the core of this Orlando Magic team. I'm a huge Magic fan. I'm very excited about the core young talent that we have. It's just for DFS purposes, like maybe Franz Wagner, but I'm not excited to play anybody from the Magic right now with everyone kind of healthy.
Yeah, and what's crazy is Paolo had a good real-life game, Steve. Like, I mean, he had 23, 5, and 2, but that's not going to cut it for us for DFS.
Bronze had like, it was like 15-7-6.
Yeah.
You're never mad about that game. But yeah. DFS, like, not at these prices.
Yeah. So maybe what I will say is maybe they start to come down. I do think Cole Anthony still has some value at 4,900. Like, him putting up 30 is way different than Markel Fultz putting up 30 because of the big price difference. I can get behind Cole Anthony here. The crazy part is even Jalen Suggs is going to play 15 minutes. Like, it's, they're all over the place right now. I think if I play one guy, I think it's Cole Anthony. I think he's the guy. Wendell Carter Jr. is going to have some random upside games, and so is Paolo. But generally speaking, Paolo is still going to play around 35 minutes, I think. That's my read. In this spot at 7K with the discount, I don't hate it. I think it's Paolo and Cole Anthony for me. But, like, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, I worry about Anthony's minutes. Like, again, the other night, like, against the Celtics, I was watching the game, and he was having a fantastic game, and they still just couldn't get him the extra minutes that he needs. Like, he's 4,900. He went for 35 the other night. In 22 minutes, I think 35 points is his ceiling. I don't think he's going to play better than he did the other night against the Celtics. So, I mean, that's my only concern with Cole Anthony. We move on. We got Brooklyn at Philadelphia. 226.5 total in this game. The 76ers, a 5.5-point favorite. On the Brooklyn side, Kevin Durant is out. On the Philadelphia side, Joel Embiid is questionable. And Korkmaz is out. We'll go Brooklyn first. What are your thoughts here on the Nets?
In terms of the Nets, man, so this is going to be, in my opinion, a slightly tougher matchup. But Stevie, like, have you – Kyrie's 10-1. He's more than Harden now. Granted, we've seen last three games huge performances from Kyrie, Stevie. Huge. And not just in the score. Now, he put up 48 against Utah, 38 against Golden State. Like, I get it. But my point is the peripheral, Stevie. 7-9, 11-6, 7-7. If we can get those kinds of peripherals, I don't mind paying the 10K for them. I don't think I can do it against Philly, though. Like, this feels like a slightly different spot. You listen to those teams he played. He played Golden State, whose defense hasn't been great. He played Utah, and then he played a Phoenix team that was depleted of everyone. So I don't want to overreact to these big performances. Go back and look at the other two teams he's played. Boston, a pretty stout team, put up 40. OKC put up 34, and they've been playing well. Miami put up 43. I think Kyrie's going to be a fade, but if he goes off, I wouldn't be shocked. I don't really know if I want to play anyone, to be honest. Like, Joe Harris is 4K, but I think this is a tough spot. Seth Curry is 5K, maybe. Royce O'Neal is 5,200, maybe. I don't know if I want to play T.J. Warren. He's 4,100. And his minutes have just been chopped the past three games. I think this Brooklyn team is a fade.
Yeah, I mean, Brooklyn for me, I struggle. Like, I have no idea. I think Claxton has upside if Embiid doesn't play. He's been playing fantastic here with KD out. I mean, the numbers were there for Claxton to play fantastic with KD out. I mean, honestly, it might be Ben Simmons. It might be Ben Simmons. Like, yeah, I think that's who I lean on Brooklyn. 6,500. They've already shown that they're willing to play him 35-plus minutes. He played 32 minutes against this team earlier this year and put up 48 fantasy points. Maybe it's Ben Simmons, but I don't have a ton of interest in this game. But, gosh, man, you have to think Ben Simmons gets up for this game. Going back to Philly. Anyway. what are your thoughts on the Philadelphia side of this game?
I mean, it looks like a big-time spot for them. especially for a guy like Embiid, considering he's going to be facing Claxton, should be able to get it done. I know he's questionable. If he's in, like, I would roll the dice in tournaments, not in cash games on this one. If he's out, once again, Harden at 9,900, sign me up. This could be a big spot for him. This could be a big spot for Maxey at 6,500. This could be a big spot for Tobias Harris at 6,200. Those are the pieces I would be looking at if Embiid does, in fact, sit this game.
I mean, it's really interesting if Embiid comes back. You know, obviously the question mark is how much does he play? At 11-4, he really hasn't been out like a long amount of time. You know, he missed, what, 5 or 6 days? So it's not like he's been out a lot. 11-4 is still a pretty tough ask. I feel like if Embiid is out, I have a ton of interest in James Harden in this game. I think he gets up for this game and has a good game. Tobias Harris, if Embiid is out, and then who knows, like, what to do with Trez. But, I mean, in tournaments, I think if Embiid sits, you're taking a shot on, like, Trez or Nang. Nang is 3,300. Anything else from this one?
No, I think we're good.
Atlanta at OKC, taking on the Thunder. 236.5 total here. Thunder is a 1-point favorite. DeAndre Hunter is questionable. Okongwu is questionable. And then on the Thunder side of things, Poku and Robinson Earl remain out. We'll go Atlanta first. Before we get into Atlanta, what's up, YouTube? I see Richie over there hanging out in chat. Everyone that's hanging out in chat, what's up? Hope everyone's having a fantastic night. Will, talk to me about the Hawks.
So what I like about the Hawks, too, they're facing OKC, who has been playing better. So I'm at OKC's at home, so I'm expecting this game to be pretty competitive. Trae Young, Stevie, has not really had a ceiling game in a while. Like, and I'm talking about, you know, like early January where he was in the 50s or 60s. Most of these games have been in the mid-40s, low-30s. His price is coming down. And you know how I like to do this, Stevie. As the price starts to come down a little bit, I start getting some positive anxiety, some positive anxiousness about taking some shots. So at 9,400 for Trae Young, I think this is a spot where we can get on it. Now, inversely, what we've seen, Stevie, is DeJounte Murray, for his price, he had some upside games here for a little pocket of time at 8,200. I don't mind taking a shot on him. Clint Capella is back. He's 5,700, not playing big minutes currently, but played 36 minutes against the Bulls, Stevie. So I don't want to – hopefully they can give him 30. So at 5,700, I'm in on Clint Capella at that price. You know how I feel about John Collins. As long as he's going to be in this range, I don't mind taking shots. He's playing the minutes. We just got to hope that the upside materializes in this matchup. Another guy that's probably slightly – well, maybe he's priced appropriately, but if he's going to play 30 minutes or close to 30 minutes, you know, Bogdanovich at 4,900, I don't hate that as well.
Yeah, I mean, Capella getting the minutes the other night. We talked about it. It was you and I on Monday. We talked about Capella. He was 5,500, and we said that, like, if Okongwu doesn't play, we could potentially see Capella get 30 minutes. I not for once thought he was going to get to 35 minutes, but he became one of the better plays on that slate. You knew that they were going to need his size against Vucevic. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely don't mind Capella at 5,700 against the Thunder. Very, very good spot. Trae Young, I mean, I'm kind of on the fence about Trae Young and DeJounte Murray. Like, you know, props-wise, I think you could potentially look at, like, Trae Young in the assist market, you know, over 12 in 3 of the last 4 games. DeJounte, I mean, just so expensive at 8,200 with a healthy Trae Young. So, I mean, I like Capella a lot if Okongwu sits again. That's where I would be looking at John Collins if Capella or if Okongwu sits. John Collins is going to play his minutes regardless. But, yeah, I mean, Atlanta is definitely a team to target in this matchup. And, I mean, like, this is a very, very stackable game in itself. The Thunder side of this game, too. This is a game that, like, I feel very good about, like, stacking this one up. Talk to me. What do you like here for the Thunder?
So I want to ask you a question here, Stevie, because this has kind of been – this guy has shown some upside in spots, but his minute, sometimes he's at 30, sometimes he's over 30. Like Josh Giddey, in terms of upside, we've been starting to see some recently. You know, went through a stretch of 50 games. This should be an up-paced matchup with Atlanta. How do you feel about taking a shot on a guy like Giddey? Because, you know, other than that on this team, it's him, it's SGA, and probably a little bit of Lu Dort at 5,200, who, you know, outside of – you know, the last game against Denver where he played 30 minutes and just kind of didn't score the ball well, he's been playing okay recently. How do you feel about Josh Giddey in this spot? 7,800 might be a little – it's probably a little bit tight on the pricing on him, but I think this is a spot where he could thrive with assists, rebounds, so forth and so on. I kind of like him today against Atlanta. What are your thoughts?
Maybe someone that I end up more on like a – point rebound assist prop than playing in DFS just because of his price, like 7,800, like 8K on a 10 game slate. You're really going to need that like 50 point game, and like he could do it. Obviously, the games that he does it, like he comes close to having like triple doubles and scoring 25 plus points. He's been scoring well. Right. Like, I agree with you. The thing that like always bothers me about like Josh Giddey is like, he's not very aggressive. He doesn't drive the basket. He doesn't go to the free throw line when he's struggling to shoot the ball. Well, like it's not necessarily one of those spots where we're going to see him drive the basket, try to get fouled, go to the free throw line and kind of reset type of thing. So, I mean, him and SGA, I don't know if I play them a lot together in this game. Maybe I'm making a group of like 0-1 of these two guys if I'm running 20 lineups or 150 lineups. But I don't hate the call. I don't hate the call. It's just, I mean, price. It's more of a price thing than anything else. That's my biggest concern with Giddey. So I do like the idea of like looking at a point rebound assist prop for him. I think that's something you could definitely do here. Outside of that, I mean, Thunder, for me, like, I don't know what to think with the big guys and all this stuff. But, yeah, I mean, SGA is cheap enough. Like, first thing I noticed when I opened up the slate, I was like, dude, SGA is under 10K. I mean, so someone on YouTube just said it too. Like, yeah. It's just like a matchup against Atlanta, SGA under 10K. It seems too cheap. It really does. I think he's someone that could have a big game and be like a slate breaker here. All right. We got Minnesota at New Orleans. 231.5 total here. The Pelicans are a 2-point favorite. Pelicans on the second end of a back-to-back. Minnesota. Rudy Gobert is questionable. Prince and Karl-Anthony Towns, McLaughlin, they're out. We'll see with the Pelicans. I mean, we know Zion's not going to play. Mm-hmm. They already said a couple weeks for him where he'll get reevaluated again. So we know he's not going to play. We know that, like, Brandon Ingram is getting closer, but it doesn't sound like he's going to play. I think the one that we're looking at the most here for the Pelicans – is Najee Marshall, if he's in or out of this game. I think that matters a lot. So let's talk Minnesota first. What do you like here for the Timberwolves?
Well, as long as Russell, man, is sitting in this low 7K range I'm in, I just keep playing him, Steven. When we saw against Houston, put up pretty much a 50 spot. And look at the price over the past month, mostly. Mid, upper 6K. Like, I think he should always be 7K. Now, I know Rudy Gobert's been out, but I don't care. Like, he should be up there, I think, in that 7K range. So I like him yet again, you know, at the end of the season. For this little stretch alone, I might end up with D'Angelo Russell as one of my top plays on the DraftKings board as long as he stays at these levels. So I like him a ton. Of course, you know, Anthony Edwards, I don't have to sell you on him, but he's 9,500. You got to pay for him today in this spot, but he's earned it. He's been putting up big numbers. Another guy that I don't mind, but I think Gobert would have to sit would be Kyle Anderson, even at 5,800. But I would need Gobert to be out. Like, that's the only way I play him at that particular price. Naz Reid hasn't been getting it done. I don't know what happened here with his minutes, Stevie, which I know Gobert came back, but even the other couple games, they just didn't play him. But if Gobert is out, I'm willing to roll the dice, but strictly a tournament play until we figure this thing out. Now, I know they played some Nathan Knight. If Gobert is out, I think Nathan Knight at 3,200 is back in play at that price. So those are a couple guys I like for Minnesota.
I mean, I don't see why Rudy Gobert won't play in this game. Played 36 minutes on Monday against Houston. It was a groin injury, so, I mean, definitely going to have to wait and see. But, yeah. With Rudy Gobert coming or potentially playing, I mean, it just kind of rules out so much for me on Minnesota. Anthony Edwards, just he keeps crushing. Like, he got so hot the other night. Like, he started so slow and just showed us, like, his ceiling in the second half of that game. So, just he continues to be someone that is just scoring at such a high rate that I think that he always has to kind of be in the conversation for large field tournaments, because I do think even with Gobert, he has like 60 plus point upside. I don't know. Outside of that, I don't mind the Russell call at 6,900. On the New Orleans side, I mean, they're on the second end of back-to-back. That game against Denver on Tuesday night just was a low scoring affair. No one got there fantasy wise for New Orleans. So bad taste in everybody's mouth. What are your thoughts here when it comes to the Pelicans after trying not to be too biased on Tuesday night's performance?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, rookie, you gotta unmute yourself.
So, guys,
hey, you haven't done that in a long time. It's been a while. It's been a long time since you've done that.
I'm muted. My bad. in this particular spot, Stevie, I mean, this is a good spot for the Pelicans. I think we can play all of these guys now, you know, and I think you brought up a point, like, if Marshall is out, then I mean, sign me up. I'm in on a lot of Trey Murphy. I'm in Herb Jones. I'm in. I'd be playing, you know, a lot of these guys. Herb Jones down to 4,400. He's a guy that can help you out in the stocks department. And Minnesota, bad defensive team. So I am in on these guys. Now, you know, Jonas Valanciunas at 7,300. That's a maybe, Steve. Like, a maybe. But I would be in on CJ for sure.
Bad taste in my mouth from Tuesday night's game.
I need to see CJ to go over 24 and a half. I was trying to – you teed it up for me. I tried to avoid it so I couldn't get emotional, but here it is. I mean, gosh, man, just – come on, guy. Jeez. Yeah,
I mean, the whole team. I mean – and they almost won the game, right? They lost by a point. Wasn't it 99-98 or something?
Yep.
I think New Orleans is going to be all about the value. Like, if Marshall sits, I'm going to go back to the well on Murphy and Herb Jones. I think that I can't trust the minutes on Valanciunas. It's a tough matchup for him against Rudy Gobert, assuming that Gobert plays. If Gobert is out, I have a lot more interest in Valanciunas in that scenario. But I don't know if I can go to McConnell. You know, CJ McConnell. Call him. You know how much I don't like shooters on the second end of a back-to-back, so probably put them on the shelf, and maybe that's just – maybe I need a little bit of time to get over Tuesday night's game, and I'll feel better about it in the morning. But as of right now, I don't have a ton of interest in CJ McCollum. All right, cruising along here. We got Denver, the other side of that game. 225.5 total against the Bucks. The Bucks are a 7-point favorite here. Denver, second into back-to-back. On the Milwaukee side, Serge Ibaka and Bobby Portis is out. I mean, Bobby Portis definitely matters. We'll talk about that in a second. Michael Porter Jr. did not play on Tuesday night. It was the second straight game that he's missed. We'll see if he's back or not for this one. I mean, Jokic has been dealing with this, like, hamstring. I don't know if, like, they sit him on the second end of a back-to-back. I feel like he's the type of player you want to be really careful with if you're Denver. But we don't know how, like, serious the issue is either. What are your thoughts here on the Nuggets?
Well, I mean, Nuggets, this should be a competitive matchup, Stevie, because as long as Jokic is going to play, which, you know, maybe he sits. But it's as long as he plays, this should be a competitive spot. And I've been talking about it, Stevie, about the fact that as Jamal Murray continues to just thrive and get better, this team's going to go. His production, as you can tell, is starting to pick up. And I know that that Jokic was out this game, but Stevie, 17, 14, and 10. That was against Indiana. Don't get me wrong. But look at the other games, 28, 17, It's production's picking up, so I'm expecting this game to be competitive. If I'm going to play anyone, it's probably Jokic as long as he plays. But that's about it. You know, I do believe in the Jrue Holiday defense factor. Maybe a little bit of Bruce Brown because he's been getting some minutes too. And as long as Michael Porter Jr. is out for personal reasons, he should continue to get 3+ minutes. Maybe some Bruce Brown. But that's probably about it for me. Like Murray, like the price, but I'm going to hold off. Now, Bones Highland is out again. I think Murray plays more minutes. So at that point, I'd still consider it.
Yeah, I want to see kind of what the injury report looks like before. But, like, the night before here, I want to see, like, I mean, if they say Jokic, it opens up this whole Denver team. It is a really tough matchup, and like you have to be somewhat careful because it is the Bucks. But yeah, I mean, Aaron Gordon, Bruce Brown would be very interesting if Jokic sits. If Jokic plays, I think Jokic is the only one that I can take shots on. Like you said, maybe Bruce Brown if MPJ is out again. Milwaukee side of this one, I mean, Chris Middleton back in the rotation, played only 15 minutes the other night. I think we see him play 15 to 20 minutes again. I mean, he missed over a month, and Milwaukee is kind of in cruise control mode already. So what are your thoughts when it comes to the Bucks here?
Now, I'm not playing Jrue Holiday at 8,900. I can tell you that right now. And I know they play well against Detroit. Not doing it. I'm not paying $6,600 for Chris Middleton. Giannis, I don't hate. Like at 11-5, competitive matchup, I'll play Giannis. He played 27 minutes the other night, put up 50 fantasy points, 29 and 12. I can get behind that at 27 minutes because in this matchup, should be much more competitive. I think he should get to the 34-minute mark, Stevie. So I like this one a ton. I think we just play the main guys, especially with Bobby Portis out. Like, I don't think we have to venture off and try to play the cheap ones. We play the main guys, and we go from there.
Yeah. And someone asked in YouTube chat, does Murray usually sit the second end of a back-to-back? Not usually, not typically. Murray plays back-to-backs typically. So I wouldn't assume that he would sit in this one unless something comes out that he like tweaks something. Or I didn't see anything. I always kind of look back-to-backs news. So, but yeah, I mean, Giannis is in the conversation. I think I like Giannis more if Jokic plays. But honestly, I don't have a ton of interest in the Bucks. I think Drew's too expensive. I think that Middleton being back is enough that, you know, Drew is someone that I'm probably not going to play a ton of. Like, I just – Brook Lopez, 6,100, tough matchup. I just don't see anything here for Milwaukee. So outside of maybe taking some shots on Giannis because we know his ceiling, that's all I got from the Bucks. Feels weird, but that's all I got. We got Washington at Houston. 30.5 total in this one.
Oh, yes.
Washington, 3-point favorite. Second end of a back-to-back for Washington. On the Houston side of things, Kevin Porter Jr. remains out. Jabari Smith is questionable again. So we know that Porzingis is out for Washington. They said it sounds like 2 weeks for him. So we know he's not going to play. Bradley Beal, I think, is a huge question mark. You know, he's someone that has missed a lot of time over the last month. Does he play the back-to-back here is a question mark. Let's talk Washington first. I mean, definitely a team that has some upside. They're missing some key pieces here. I mean, they're beating the Mavericks right now, and Denny is kind of doing exactly what I was hoping for. What are your thoughts on Washington here?
Well, look, I don't think Denny's going to sit if they play. Denny's 4K. He's probably my favorite player.
He's good. He's good.
I mean, and here's the other thing too, Stevie, that we can hinge on, which is why I feel like Denny's going to get minutes regardless. Rui Hachimura has been shipped out of town. Like he's a Los Angeles Laker now. So Denny gets his minutes. This is incredible for Denny. Denny's probably the best play on the slate, especially if Porzingis sits and Beal sits. Like, sign me up, because I don't think Nunn's going to play. He's probably got to pass a physical, even though they're with the team. Like, I can't express how much I think Denny Avdija is probably the top play on the slate, value included. You give him, like, and it's against Houston. So anyway, I'm done with that. If Beal sits, Houston probably wins this game, but I'm very excited about, you know, Monty Morris, Daniel Gafford. Like, these would all be guys, too, that I'd be in on. Kyle Kuzma, even at 8,800, this could be a monster game for these guys. So I love this team, especially if Beal sits. If Beal plays, and I know, Stevie, that, you know, his production is probably taking a dip. At 7,200, I think I'd take a couple shots because of the price. Now, his upside is not what it has been, but I think he can squeeze out 40-plus fantasy points here. I'd be willing to roll the dice. But he wouldn't be a core play for me. He'd just be, you know, an add to everything else. Denny Avdija is a lot, but.
Yeah, I like Denny a lot as well. Nunn was available to play on Tuesday night. I know he hasn't played any minutes, but he was available to play minutes. So just kind of throwing that out there that if Beal sits, maybe we take some shots on. Maybe we take some shots on, like, Kendrick Nunn in that scenario, but. I mean, we have no idea, like, if they picked him up to actually play him or if they picked him up just to kind of move Hachimura. So, yeah, I mean, I have a ton of interest in Kuzma and Denny here. I don't mind Beal if he plays. He's going to be someone that shoots a lot. But Kuzma, man, this guy's shooting a ton. I think he had like 29 points last time I checked in the game that's happening right now. So definitely has some upside. On the Houston side of things, I mean, Sengun kind of stumbled the other night, but it was a tough matchup against Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert came back, kind of messed up the props that I really liked with him, but he's 8,700 now. Like, I think that he's going to be pretty low owned. We already have a ton of value on this slate, so I don't think it's going to be hard to fit him in. But I mean, one of the top plays on the slate has to be Jalen Green at 7,500. This guy absolutely crushing right now. 42 points the other night against Minnesota, 41 points against Charlotte the other night. It's hard for me not to have a ton of interest here in Jalen Green. Just overall, like overall slate, I think he's one of the best plays on the slate.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you 100%. I feel like we're having deja vu again, Steve. I think we talked about this.
Yeah.
The last slate against Minnesota, it's like, well, look, don't read too much into that 10 point game. It's Minnesota and the guy's been playing great. Lo and behold, Stevie, he drops a 60 spot pretty much. Like, yeah. And I'm right back on the train. And his price is cheaper against Washington. I don't understand this. Dynamic pricing at its finest. Yet again, 7,500. Sign me up. You know, we've got Sengun at 8,700. I wish, you know, he didn't have the greatest game against Minnesota. I'm willing to go back to the well at 8,600 again. This is a guy that has put up 50-plus in several games here recently. Now, I would like for Jabari Smith to be out. I think that would also help. If Jabari Smith plays, I don't think I'm as interested because I feel like I will have to go there. I would grade Kuzma out as probably a better play if Jabari comes back, but that's just me. But if he's out again, like you got KJ Martin playing big minutes, I wouldn't mind rolling the dice on KJ Martin. Looks like T would be the one getting 30 minutes, even though Jayshon Tate is back playing, you know, low 20s. But that's about it for me. But the main guy, Jalen Green, 7,500, you know, get him in your lineups.
Just too cheap for the role right now with Kevin Porter Jr. out. Eason, I will say, like, Eason was one of my favorite value plays the other night. I love the spot again if Jabari Smith sits. Same kind of concept. So it's funny. Like, yeah, we did the podcast together on Monday, and we're talking about a lot of the same guys. But hey, that's what happens. To me, it's just like I do this every day. So it's just hey, yep. Memphis at Golden State taking on the Warriors. 237.5 total in this game. The Warriors 2-point favorites on the Golden State side. Iguodala is out, and that's really it. And then on the Memphis side, Steven Adams is out. Danny Green is out. Concher is out. Let's go Golden or Memphis first. Steven Adams not going to play here. Sounds like he's going to miss. I think the initial report was like 4 to 6 weeks, and then I think we see like reports 3 to 5 weeks. But I mean, we have to we thought it was going to be Brandon Clark. We thought it was going to be Brandon Clark. It was Tillman the other night, 30 minutes, 25 fantasy points. He's 3,200. Like, if Tillman starts, like, I think you have to have interest. Too cheap. Way too cheap.
And he put 30 minutes, Stevie, I think, is the key here. Like, you know, it's not like he came in and played 18 minutes and just kind of had an upside. He played 30 minutes. So I like that. Brandon Clark played 13 minutes. Now, they got blown out. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, Josh coming back, I expect them to absolutely be able to play here, you know, with the full bevy of their wings. So, but Ja would be the guy. 9,700 against Golden State on the road. Give me all the Ja Morant that I can handle here, and we can keep this train moving. Desmond Bane, 7,300. I'm in. I don't hate Dylan Brooks at 4,800. Stevie, like, this is getting, we're starting to get really cheap for Dylan Brooks here now. Time to start firing him up in some contests. Even though he's scoring dependent, that's offset by the cheap price. I like that a ton.
Golden State, I mean, Curry's 10-5. He, you know, he can kind of get hot against anybody. Memphis is a tough defensive team, but, like, it's just not the same thing, though, Will. Like, this is a offense that just clicks. What are your thoughts here on the Warriors?
Yeah, I like Curry, don't love Curry. Like Clay, don't love Clay. Like Wiggins, don't love Wiggins. Like Draymond, don't love Draymond. Like, I can kind of take it or leave it with the Golden State Warriors tonight. If Steven Jackson is out, I think I've got more interest in Curry than usual, just because of the lack of defensive presence inside. And I know Curry's an outside shooter, but he gets to the rim and things like that as well. But I'm not thrilled about Golden State.
It's kind of where I'm at. I mean, I kind of feel the same way.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
I'm not thrilled about this game. Like, I feel like I should be. I feel like I should be excited about this game, and I'm not. Massive total, super competitive game. So maybe, like, this is a game stack game. I just kind of circle this one as, like, a game stack and build out, like, a 2-2 type of stack. You know, Clay is 6,800. Like, Memphis does struggle defending the three when they do struggle. So maybe I take shots on him. Yeah, we got some, you know, you mentioned John Morant being back, you know, definitely more competitive there. Maybe this is just a game we stack, Will, more than anything else.
I don't hate that call.
Play the, like, super competitive 240 plus game that goes into, like, overtimes.
I mean, I think that's how it gets there. I don't hate that call at all, especially if you get Tillman in there. Like, that's going to open it up for you. Tillman and Ja, and maybe Dylan Brooks. But you're going to have you're going to have Denny in there, because Denny's a much better play than Dylan Brooks. But for the game stack purposes and talking about how you make it work, you take Curry, Ja, Denny, maybe Dylan Brooks and Tillman if they play them. And that's how you kind of get the stat going. You know what I mean? Because you've got those two more expensive pieces. Then you kind of throw some cheap pieces. And then after that, that should allow you – yeah, you're going to have plenty of salary left to get this going. Like, I'm putting it in right now just to kind of see where we end up. And especially just putting in Ja, Curry, Denny, Tillman, I've got 5,600 left per player just with those four. And that's not – I haven't even put in Dylan Brooks yet. So
yeah,
you can make this work for sure. This is a good spot to make that work. I love that call.
When something just doesn't make sense in your mind, you just do it because the game should be fantastic type of thing.
Yeah.
We have some really good games on the slate, though. That's probably why I'm kind of hesitant. Just in general, but Toronto at Sacramento, another good game, 238.5 total. Kings a 4-point favorite in this one. I mean, Kings pretty healthy here. Toronto side OG is questionable. Otto Porter Jr. is still out. We'll go to Toronto first. I mean, OG being out definitely matters. This is a guy that plays like 35 plus minutes a night. If he were to sit, it's going to open up minutes somewhere. What are your thoughts here on the Raptors?
Yeah, man. I mean, this is the Raptors play minutes, and they're playing the Sacramento Kings. You know, you've got Fred VanVleet at 8,100. I don't hate it. I don't, you know, Siakam 9,600. I'm never afraid to play Siakam because of his upside and the minutes that he plays. You know, you talked about the OG situation. They're saying that he's questionable with an ankle, Stevie. But listen, we know that OG's being shopped, actually, by the way. So I don't, you know, he could very well just sit this game easily. So if he sits, you know, you've got all these guys that are going to continue to play minutes. So I'll be in on a lot of these starters for sure.
Another really, I mean, really good game. Like, this is a spot like Scotty Barnes should crush in this game at 7,600. The matchup is just, it's one of those matchups you circle, like wings against Sacramento. Like,
yeah.
I feel like you and I have been talking about this for years. Like, it just seems that way. But yeah, I mean, I definitely like Scotty Barnes, regardless who plays in this one. I mean, I could see Siakam having a solid game. Just 9,600 is a tough price tag to kind of throw out there. But I mean, Scotty Barnes, he went for 53 fantasy points the first time these two teams met. So just throwing that out there. That was December 14th. Played 40 minutes, 10 for 16, 27 actual points, almost had a triple-double. That's the type of ceiling that he has in this matchup. So don't mind Scotty Barnes. And then on the Sacramento side of things, I mean, Sabonis is always someone that makes the tournament list for me. Like, I don't play him and Fox together a lot, but this is the type of game where it could be super competitive that both of these guys could get there. Kevin Herter's minutes, I'm a little concerned. They really seem to be loving Keegan Murray, so I think I'd prefer Murray over Herter. Yeah, so what are your thoughts overall on the Kings here?
I want to comment, man. One of our guys that's live with us here, Richie Smalls, 2320, said, aren't they shopping FVV? Yeah, they are. They actually were, and I'm glad you brought that up because he was in talks about possibly going to the Clippers. So I appreciate you for reminding me of that. So maybe I back off of Fred VanVleet a little bit, Stevie, because I did read that today. So thank you for that, Richie. Back over to Sacramento, though. I mean, De'Aaron Fox, 8,400. I'm in, Stevie. You talked about Keegan Murray. Herter's price has come down as a result of the minutes dip there, but they were up by so many minutes, Steve. I'm going to give him a pass. I'm going to take another shot on Herter at 5,200. So that I'm going to kind of roll with that notion, but also I still don't mind playing Keegan Murray because of the minutes. Like at 5K, you know, he's going to get big minutes. I don't mind playing him at all.
Another like super interesting game overall, high paced game. Should have a lot of scoring in this game. So two really solid like offensive teams for the most part. When the Kings want to show up, anyway, they're a solid offensive team. But I mean, offensive rating wise, like the Kings are number one in the NBA. If they could play better defense, they would be a team to be reckoning with. Or I guess I was looking at last five games, they rank fit first in the NBA. My bad. Let me see. All season, my sheet won't load. Don't you love that? I just love when things don't want to work the way they're supposed to. It drives me absolutely insane.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
All right. Kings all season. They're still first. There you go. 117.9, which is 1.1 ahead of Denver Nuggets. So my sheet was like, I was trying to tell you, just play the Kings. But we got Utah at Portland, 237.5 total here. Portland, a 3.5 point favorite in this one. Winslow's out. Olynyk is out. But outside of that, both teams pretty good to go here. We'll go Utah first. Finally got that like bad game from Walker Kessler. He's up to 6K price-wise now. You know that Lauri Markkanen is still like that high-ceiling guy for this team. Yeah, I mean, I know you have been on the Mike Conley train here recently. What are your thoughts on Utah?
Look, I've been playing Conley, and it's mostly worked out. Now, even against Charlotte, Stevie, 5,300, he put up 28 fantasy points. Like, that was still perfectly fine for his price. The price is coming back up, but I think maybe he's got one more 30-plus point game in him. This game should be more competitive than the Charlotte game that we saw the other night. So I don't hate him at 5,600. Lauri Markkanen, you know, in terms of how his game went, Stevie, almost another 50-burger, 48.25. And once again, they were blowing Charlotte out. So he didn't really have to even play as much down the stretch. If he would have got a full complement of minutes, an extra 4 minutes, he goes over 50 easily. So I like him a ton. Walker Kessler did not work out for us, and now he's 6K. I blame Walker Kessler, not at that price. So he's going to sit on the shelf. Stevie, I'm going to take a slight victory lap here because we talked about it on this show, and we were like, look, Nurkic is playing the Spurs. The Spurs are getting big. He played 27 minutes, and he put up 56 fantasy points. He's literally in the same spot again. Like, Utah's not been great inside. I know Kelly Olynyk has had some part of that, but, like, I'm willing to go right back. And I know we're talking about Utah. Sorry, I'm getting excited here. But all in all, those are the guys I like from Utah. I don't hate Clarkson because now the price has come down to 6,600. It's given us more upside. But, you know, Sexton, 4,500, he's a guy I've been looking at. Only put up 17 fantasy points, played 20 minutes. Steve, it was a blowout. I'm not reading too much into that. This is going to be, it should be a competitive game. I'm back on a lot of these same guys.
Yeah, I mean, I like Nurkic as well. I mean, centers again, like just a strong slate for centers. I think this is like 3 straight days. I feel like I've said that on the podcast this week. But yeah, I mean, I have some interest in Nurkic here. I have interest in Portland. It's just, this is a fantastic spot for Anthony Simons. It's a fantastic spot. Utah is a team that I love to target, you know, point guard / shooting guards against. I can see Lillard having a big game in this spot. I mean, I'm playing, I think I'm playing like at least one, maybe two Portland guys today on my main team. I love this spot for them. I feel like value-wise, probably not going to go to any of these value guys, but I think if I was going to play, yeah, see, Josh Hart maybe, but I think this is a spot I'm going to pay up and get two of these studs for Portland, and not even necessarily pay up because Simons is pretty cheap, so go Nurkic Simons and just hope Lillard doesn't have like a game time Lillard, you know, Lillard time type of game. But fantastic spot. I mean, this is a spot that I definitely want to target. Is there anything else you wanted to mention here for Portland?
Nurk's definitely my favorite. I don't mind Lillard. Stevie, and you've talked about Josh Hart a ton, like at 5,100. Like, as long as he's dead, I think he takes shots on him every day because he's got too much upside to be 5,100. I think he should be 55-ish, you know, 51's a touch too cheap.
All right, we finish it out with San Antonio at LA taking on the Lakers. No total in this game. Lakers on the second end of a back-to-back. There, I mean, BetMGM has it at 242 with the Lakers minus 6.5 for what it's worth, but they're the only book. So I always say no total when there's only one book with lines. Vassell's out. We'll see what the Lakers do here. Second end of a back-to-back. You know, LeBron has been questionable all season, so who knows? He's played some back-to-backs recently. I assume that he'll play in this game if he's good to go. Nothing happens. They're playing right now as we're recording, so we'll have to see on that. But talk to me about San Antonio here, Will. I mean, this game is going to be high. This game's going to be high.
It's going to be nuts.
This is going to be a high-scoring game.
It's going to be nuts. And I expect the Lakers to get it done, Stevie, or at least they better. They better get it done. For what it's worth.
You never know.
But they better. They're at home. They've been playing well. You know, I'm not expecting them to beat the Clippers tonight, but they better beat the Spurs. And so, LeBron James, man, I haven't played LeBron all season, Stevie. He's 11-7. I'm really close to wanting to pull the big trigger on LeBron tonight against the Spurs in a game that, I mean, they should win pretty handily. In fact, he's probably – God, I'm skipping over the Spurs again. I'm so sorry, Steve. I'm just out of sync right now. Love LeBron. He's my favorite Laker. And Thomas Bryant, since I'm already there. 5,500. Like, this is a nuke spot for Thomas Bryant, as we've seen other centers doing in the league. In terms of the Spurs, I don't mind Keldon here. I don't mind Jakob Poeltl. I don't even mind Trey Jones. Who I like the most, though, Steven, I'm going back yet again, Jeremy Sochan. As long as he's going to play close to 30 minutes, sign me up. I'm in.
I like the Sochan call. Poeltl got in foul trouble the other night. That's why he ended up only playing like 16 minutes. He still had a really solid game for a 16-minute game. His price came down. I think this is an excellent opportunity to jump on Poeltl. Lakers, I mean, this is – you dream of these matchups, man. The Lakers allow the third most fantasy points per game to opposing centers. So I think Jakob Poeltl is a fantastic play for San Antonio. I like the Sochan call. On the Lakers side, gosh, man, I love LeBron in this spot. If LeBron plays, I love this spot for him. I don't mind a Dennis Schroeder or a Thomas Bryant type of play either, but – I love LeBron in this spot. I think LeBron crushes here.
Yeah, man. Like I said, LeBron and Thomas Bryant, man, sign me up. This is an incredible spot for these guys. Love both of these players.
All right, so let's play the morning grind game, and then
I'm excited for this game today. Excited.
Okay. All right. I'm up 100 to zero on the morning grind game this year, so I'm always excited. I'm also the host, and I don't keep track, and I can say whatever I want. Favorite play under 5K to go 7X. All joking aside, Will, who do you got here?
I mean, this is a layup. Give me Denny Avdija. Just give me Denny here against Houston.
I like it. I'm going to go Eason. The other night. I'm going to go Eason again. If Jabari Smith sits, if Jabari Smith plays, give me Sochan from the Spurs. There you go. I'll give you two today. Over 8K to go under 5X. Who is your bust today? A lot of great plays up here today. Who do you got busting today?
I'm going Kyrie, man. I just 10-1 feels a little bit too expensive. I'm going to stick with Kyrie.
All right. I like it. I'm going to say Giannis just because if I'm looking at the top five guys, I'm least likely to play Giannis. So I hate saying Giannis for this question, but because he's just capable of doing it in the first half. give me Giannis today as my bust. Favorite 6X play, Will, who do you got?
Honestly, this guy might go for 7-8X. Thomas Bryant against the Spurs. 5,500, Stevie. Love it.
I like that one. I can get on board with that one. I'm going to go Nurkic today. I really like this spot for Nurkic today. So I'm gonna say Nurkic today as my favorite 6X play. Let's get weird. GPP play of the day. Who do you got today?
Well, mine was going to be Nurkic because I feel like people are going to avoid him. So we're going to go down a different path. We're going to go back to a game that's a little bit earlier. We're going to go back to a center play. I think this is going to be weird enough, Stevie. Give me Clint Capella against OKC.
All right. I mean, we're just loading up on the center plays because my Let's Get Weird GPP play of the day is none other than Jakob Poeltl. Talked about him just a few minutes ago. Listen, if you're a center, you get so excited when you get the Lakers. You get so excited when you get Charlotte. You get so excited when you get Utah or Portland. Like, Utah and Portland are playing against each other today. They're, like, bottom five in fantasy points, the centers. Like, Nurkic could crush in this game. So, just loading up on the center plays today, for sure. Any bets standing out to you, or is there anything that you're going to be kind of looking at when the props or lines come up today?
Yeah, so we've already got some. Give me SGA over 29.5 points. I like that one. Trey has been hanging around 25.5 recently. At some point, he's got to get out of this slump, Stevie. Like, the score's got to come back. Give me Trey over 25.5. Pascal, I've got a lot of them today, so I'm just going to give these out now. Pascal Siakam's at 24.5 points. Give me that one. Like, that's typically one where he gets rolling. I mean, it's no stopping him. What SGA typically doesn't do is assist a whole lot. He's at 5.5. I want you to just kind of start watching that one, folks, because if he gets to play a tougher team like Boston, Dallas, something like that, Cleveland, take the under. I'm not going to take it against Atlanta because it's going to be too high of a pace. But typically he's not going over 5.5 assists. So just pencil that one in and just kind of keep that one close to the vest. And then in terms of rebounds, we've got Domantas Sabonis. I think he's going to come in at 12.5, and I think I take the over. He's been incredibly well, and Pascal Siakam plays center. So I'm not worried about Domantas Sabonis being able to grab rebounds against Toronto.
I'm going to be looking at point rebound props for Nurkic and Poeltl. Just got done talking about those two guys. Can't wait to see what their point rebound props come out at. I mean, we just gave you guys like a 3 or 4 pick card over there on Sleeper Prize Picks today. That's going to wrap it up for Wednesday. We'll be back tomorrow. We got hoops tomorrow. We got NFL tomorrow. We got Keith joining us. We're going to talk football and basketball on the podcast tomorrow. So hope everyone has a fantastic Wednesday. We'll be back Thursday. Thanks for hanging out. If you haven't subscribed to the RotoGrinders YouTube page, please do that. Help us out. All those fun things that we asked for. Sorry for asking, but help us out. We'll see you all again tomorrow.